Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mully and Haw. Live and local. Chicago Sports Talk for your morning on 670 The Score.
I'm looking forward to the meetings this morning. The thing, one, from a legal background, I always want to go to from a health and safety standpoint. And so it'll be interesting to see the presentations and the communication, you know, this morning. Because at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we keep our players healthy and safe. So that's the other thing. This is one of the incredible, awesome days to go in there and see that amalgamation of general managers and coaches and owners and hear the conversations and then see it come to life.
Right.
And so it just truly is, a blessing.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That, of course, the voice of Kevin Warren. He is talking there to our guy Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. And
just two lawyers talking.
We will talk to Mike eventually, probably tomorrow.
Later this week, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah. And we do every week. I love Mike. And you're right. That's a couple of lawyers chewing over what ends up being kind of rule changes. The Bears, you hear it right there. Their concern is for player safety.
Well, it sounds like that he referenced player safety. The Bears, I don't believe, are on the record where they stand on the tush-push legislation.
But we know.
They are going to, or yesterday when they had the meeting, the Bears are opposed to it. The Bears would like to ban it. The Bears are not big believers in the tush-push or the lakeshore dive. They do not want to bring it to Chicago.
Can we talk about that for just
one second? Yes, we need to talk about that because it was 16-16, right down the middle, Mully. So they tabled it till next month?
Yes.
Or till May?
Next month.
Okay, so where is this headed, do you believe? Because, look, all of this stuff that they're talking about, we got into it with Biggie yesterday. To me, it's a football play, and we're lacking evidence to show me the concerns that Kevin Warren expressed, that I know that George McCaskey has, and the Packers have said, where's the evidence that this is going to be harmful to players' health?
Yeah, I think that the missing, if you want to get this thing run out of the league, half the league thinks it's okay and half the league doesn't. You need 24 positive votes to get rid of it.
24 out of 32.
You need 24 yes ban it's as opposed to 24 no. Not really. You got to have the 24.
You got to have 24 that feel like it's a big enough problem.
Right. That you ban it. That's all it is. And I think when I look at it personally, I think you're right. I think I need some data. Tell me some people that have been impacted by, if it is creating concussions. I thought, like, Chris Jones in the Super Bowl, didn't he kind of lay his body on the ground and it seemed like he got dinged up a little? He just kind of, I don't know that you can just lay your body down.
Less likely to happen on fourth and one if they hand the ball to the biggest running back they have and he's going in a head-on collision with Chris Jones in the hole?
I think, David, that the only way to prevent it is to do what Washington tried to do, which is just try to time up a dive so that you meet the running back.
Make a mockery of the snap.
That's what you got to do.
And that would muddy up most games, and I don't like that.
I did not like watching that, but I think what they were trying to do is just time up when he hits him. But the problem is, when you are the defense, it's half the distance to the goal line. So, that's not really a penalty. That's costing us a half inch. Let's do it again. It's crazy. And that's how someone could get hurt. So I think the problem I have with it, the only problem I have, is that you don't need, I think with a guy like the Eagles quarterback. You don't need a push. He can handle the push. Everybody
well,
just
he provides
get low.
The push with his extraordinary
strength,
his legs, and his extraordinary strength.
You know, I don't want to see Caleb Williams doing that. I don't think that's what his strengths are as a player.
But
I don't think you're
but that's,
ever.
That's
gonna,
the beauty of football because you don't have to ask, and you never would ask Caleb Williams to do that because you would have to find other ways to get the same job done.
There are quarterbacks that can do it. And no one can do it better than the Eagles do it. But like, if I had a quarterback like in Arizona, I would never try that.
How about Justin Fields? He'd be perfect.
Justin Fields could be like a
he could be a running back.
Well,
I always said he was the Bears' best running
back.
Well,
I mean, the other thing is, I would imagine you would have so many plays that would come off that thing where Fields could. You could look like you're doing
that's
this.
That's the football
and then
part of it.
Get him outside.
That's why I maintain it's not a rugby play. It's a football play because you know why?
I agree with you.
You have other options beyond just the sneak portion.
But my point is simply, okay, you can't push him, but you can still do that play. I don't think he needs the push.
The push.
Because he's the guy doing it.
If you want to get in the weeds and you want to say that he can't be propelled from behind and those kinds of things are enforceable, all right, do that. But just to say that you can't line up that way,
I don't like
it. It seems like a knee-jerk reaction.
Well, it seems like, you know, they've come up with something they do better than everyone else, and so we can't do it. Let's vote against
it. And they won the Super Bowl, so now everybody feels like that is necessary.
It got them to a
to
Super
react.
Bowl, and then they won the Super Bowl.
Well, some people believe that they would not have won the Super Bowl without the tush push.
Yes.
Do you believe that? I think it helped them win the Super Bowl.
I think it's a
team with Saquon Barkley in the backfield.
I think they won the Super Bowl at the line of scrimmage. They won the Super Bowl both on the defensive line where they were harassing the heck out of maybe the best player in football in Patrick Mahomes. But they also, you're right. You know, when a guy takes the ball and rolls out and then runs 100 yards. I mean, and that's the thing that Fields can do.
Right.
I'm very curious to see how the Jets look this year.
Yeah.
Because I like Glenn as a defensive guy. I think their defense will be better. And they've got another running back. So they're going to be, I would imagine, a kind of running team. It's going to be curious to see how they do.
219, David, do you think it could be something that can't show data? Perhaps a player knows their only way to leverage the offensive line is to lower your head, exposing the neck.
Yes, yes.
In that instance, a defensive lineman can be making the smart health decision by avoiding the data showing injury.
But that has nothing to do with a tush push. That's line of scrimmage battles in short yardage. That's what I'm saying, is you can't confuse what they do up front with anything. The quarterback creates this, you know, it's almost like a Roman legion, and everyone puts they're doing like a phalanx. Everyone's putting their helmet up, and here they come. Like, how do you stop that?
If you ever been at a concert or a game and in a crowd, when you need to just move forward, you're propelled by the momentum of the crowd around you just to get out of whatever mosh pit you're in.
That is a scary thing.
It's a scary thing.
It is a scary thing.
I don't think that Jalen Hurts was ever scared.
You're like,
but that's the
near
same,
the mosh
dynamic,
pit, and all of a sudden you're moved over 10 feet. Yeah, you're right.
But I feel like that's part of football. It'll evolve, and it will be lesser. It'll be a lesser issue in time. I just think it's an overreaction.
Yes.
To a quirky play that one team has perfected,
and nobody can figure out how to stop it. So they've got that advantage that they can keep doing it on all different places on the field. You know, it's interesting. I do not believe that they should ban that play.
I don't either. I think the Bears believe they should ban that play.
Well, I think.
And the Packers are at the front of the pack. So basically the Bears are agreeing with the Packers.
Didn't we hear something about the Bears that you know, somebody talked specifically?
Well, yeah, I think that they are. You know, George McCaskey's talking later today. Kevin Warren is talking later this morning. I wonder if they will be asked. I hope they will. Dan Weider, we're going to speak to at 9:25. Direct question to George McCaskey: did you speak on behalf of your organization in opposition to the tush push? Did you want it banned, and why?
That's a great question. because they do.
It should be hard for him to answer, because if he feels as strongly about it as we are led to believe that he does,
yes,
then he should be out front and leading the charge.
If he believes this is a player safety issue, say it.
Say it.
There's nothing wrong with saying it.
It's a worthy debate. It's not something to dismiss, and I'm not dismissing it. If you have 16 teams that are in favor of keeping it and 16 teams in favor of banning it, you have a good discussion point. So this is where we start. Let's see where it goes from here.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. There were a lot of different rule changes.
Yeah, there are a couple others.
The chain gang, you know.
Oh, I like that.
Your beloved chain gang will still be out there.
It can.
We'll still be pretending to be measuring stuff, but it's all going to be done.
Except for now they're going to wave to the camera.
By the Hawkeye system.
They're going to wave to the cameras when they go out to the field.
I think it's hilarious that they're going to keep them there in the uniforms.
Good.
And then run out and put the ball down where they tell them to put the ball.
Yeah, they'll do exactly what they're told to do. And they'll be on the sidelines, but nobody seems to be worried about their safety.
No, it's a ceremonial job.
It is.
If you get hit and break a leg on the sideline.
Thank you.
You know.
There's more. I think.
I agree.
To me, there would be more danger involved for the poor guy who's spending his retirement on Sundays holding the chain gang together than there is a quarterback trying to, or a lineman trying to stop the tush push.
When I was coming up as a sports writer, I was doing a lot of high school games. I'm talking about when I was in college, I would go out, cover a game, and then you'd have to have all the statistics and everything. And what I would do is I would walk with the chain gang.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that way you know exactly. That's
you cover high school game, everyone does that.
But
yep.
I'm telling you, if anybody does that, you understand how violent football is. I'm talking about high school games. People are hitting. There is like incredible, injuries to people on the sideline in the chain gang. So I've seen complete blowups as bodies are. These kids are, you just think about that's high school. What happens in college? And then take a look at an NFL team. Take a look at the players. Goodness gracious.
Goodness gracious.
I mean,
you are in harm's way.
You're in. The game is not safe for players.
It's not safe. No.
Okay? It's not.
They're protected.
And they're trying to stop different things like, we got rid of the wedge and all that
stuff.
They're
wearing padding.
And they're wearing pads now.
The chain gang guys are wearing,
exactly.
A sweater and a vest.
But I'm still saying, if you're on the at a fourth down at the goal line, what else are you going to do but try to run over the guy in front of you? That's football. And you can't get the line of scrimmage out of the game.
No, you can't.
So that's a problem.
So trying to make it more exciting than other rules change, the owners approved a significant change to the kickoff structure. Now touchbacks will be at the 35-yard line, so there'll be an increase theoretically in the return rate. Teams won't want to do that, so I think...
Should the Bears... Draft a kicker.
Draft a kicker?
Someone who is like a kickoff specialist that can put the ball exactly in that
zone. No, don't start that. I'm doing this specifically
because you don't like the kicker.
Well, you started this last year with the punter, and I kind of came around to it.
I'm joking about the kicker.
Okay, good.
I'm not serious about
that. Why do you hate Cairo Santos anyway?
You're the one that said that he needed more distance and you got upset because he missed like a 65-yarder or something.
He did. He doesn't have a booming leg.
It was absurd.
Does he have a booming leg?
No.
Only against the Packers.
Yeah, he could beat them.
The second time, not the first time. My bad.
But he ended the season strong, so I have to believe in him now.
David wants a left-footed power kicker that can come off the bench.
I wouldn't spend a draft pick on him, but I would consider a kickoff specialist. That's a luxury the Bears cannot afford. I wonder what this will mean, though, the 35-yard line, and will it create more excitement in a play that used to be one of the more exciting plays in football?
35 is pretty good field position. If you think it used to be the 20, now you're at the 35. You're basically breathing on midfield, and all of a sudden that it is a way of getting more scoring.
So theoretically, what's going to happen is teams won't be kicking for the touchback. They'll be kicking for the return. They'll be kicking short of the end zone.
Yes.
So they're creating the return.
Yes.
And that, to me, is more a strategic thing. It'll be more directional.
They took the kickoff out of the game with the rule changes. They really did.
Yeah.
Now they're trying to bring it back.
They de-hesterized it.
They did. De-hesterized.
Yeah, that's what they did. They de-hesterized football, and they made it boring so you could go get your concessions or whatever you want during kickoffs. And now they're going to hopefully restore a little bit of excitement to one of the most exciting plays in the game.
312-644-6767. Let's try Tony. Tony is he's in Wonder Lake, and he's upset about the I don't know. Are you upset? What's your thought, Tony?
No, I'm not really upset about it. It's just, you know, let's take the halfback option. There's 15 different variations of that play on probably one team. It's a quarterback sneak at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Just because you have the athletes to facilitate what's considered a tush-push, it's just a quarterback sneak.
Yes.
It's an invaluable part of the game. If you're in a situation late in the game where you need a half a yard and you happen to have a quarterback skilled enough and who has enough balls to actually want to throw his head into 10,000 pounds of weight, well, then you know what? It's just a part of the game. Figure out a way to stop it, or come up with your own big guys up front so you can create some sort of a tush push. It's a ridiculous rule. There's no injuries that have been reported on the play, and that's their biggest thing, is it going to cause injury? Well, no, it won't, because it's low impact when you consider the other plays. It's like a car collision. This is an up-close, immediate, you know, hit where there's not as much force as, let's say, an open field play.
Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Tony. It's a good point.
It's a good point, and I agree that there are a lot of variations that you could see out of the quarterback sneak element. It is basically a quarterback sneak. We have nicknamed it because it's been clever, or it's been kind of funny, or it just fits because it's less of a, it's not a handoff, and it's a little bit more of an orchestrated push, if you will. So it doesn't yet have any empirical evidence to support the idea that it's harmful or any more harmful than any other play.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. And that if they had that evidence,
be different. Or,
but as the one caller told us, you know, the collisions themselves, it was the texter, the collisions themselves may cause damage down the road. I'm not arguing
every
that.
Every subconcussive hit could.
But that's called professional football.
Welcome to the NFL.
We're having a different conversation. If you want to get rid of hitting, then, okay, let's get rid of football. That's a totally different conversation than whether you should get rid of one play.
We'll get to the callers. I want to get your opinion, though, before we get to a break, though. The other rules change that I thought was very interesting. They passed a rule. Both teams can now touch the ball in overtime for a possession.
Right.
Which I think is good because it used to be if you score a touchdown on the first drive, you win the game. I like this, but what I don't like about it, were you surprised that they still didn't change the overtime length, the period to from 10 to 15 minutes?
See, it's 10 minutes, and say they score, they go down, they grind it out. Now you get the ball back, you got 45 seconds left.
That's the thing.
You got to score a touchdown.
Why?
I think
if you're going to do one, you got to do the other.
Well, I think that what I do like about that is that you're limiting the length of the overtime because you let everybody touch the ball. But it's a battle against the clock now. And to me, like what you're trying to do is to avoid double overtime, triple overtime. You just don't want to have a game go on forever. You want to have it limited. So hopefully, I'm just saying.
I don't really like it.
I don't mind it because you do get a chance. Like it's not just a coin flip as to who wins the game. You get a chance to come back. But it also changes the strategy of how you want to go about scoring. And I mean,
well, you want to take your time.
But I mean, have a 10-minute drive and kick a field goal, and then you don't have to worry about anybody getting the ball.
That's the thing, though.
Yeah. They're not going to touch the ball.
What stipulations exist for teams that somehow get a nine? Well, you're never going to probably get more than a 10-minute drive.
Right.
I think if you looked in the NFL, there wouldn't be more than a 10-minute drive last year.
It's probably about an 8-minute drive if you really grind it out. But I mean, that's going to give somebody else an opportunity.
I just think if you're going to give each team the ball,
to sign Aaron Rodgers and let him try to win at the end.
All right, we'll get to your phone calls.
312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.